I was a little slow on the uptake on that fucking thing there. I was just kind of like, wait, what am I doing? Oh, yeah, okay. I'm really, really tired.
Gotta do the show.
I woke up at like 3 in the morning. I couldn't go back to sleep for like 2 or 3 hours. This little Pookie was sleeping on my legs, and then she wanted to make bread on my face, and then she was just like, fucking, I was just like, I love you, but I'm trying to sleep.
Okay, we saw a movie last night. It was called, what was it called? The Hunted?
Hunted,
yeah. It's kind of like a take on Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Very loosely based on Little Red Riding Hood. More like about a serial killer hunting down this woman. Crazy-ass serial killer.
Yeah, it's like a survival horror, essentially.
It's
like
a French movie.
I think it was actually... It's really weird. I couldn't find a hell of a lot of information about this. It's on Shudder. They just added it. And from what I could determine, this movie is a 2021 movie.
Okay.
So it was shot in Belgium. I know that much.
All right.
But the weird thing about it is
that... So it's just French people. Well, they speak French, don't they, in Belgium?
Yeah. But the weird thing about it, though, is that they never really say where it is. Okay, so because the main character, like the woman who's getting chased, her character's name is Eve. And she's played by a French actress, and she's playing a French person in the movie. But she's obviously either out of town or out of the country because she's on a job. She's, like, supervising a construction site or, you know, something. And because they're building new houses or, you know, something. And so I assumed she was out of the country because she was staying in a hotel and she didn't know anybody. And then when she goes to this bar, it seemed like most of the dudes that were talking to her were Irish or American or something. Although the weird thing is that, like, the main serial killer guy, like, the main antagonist, I thought it was an American because he's talking like an American, but that is actually a French guy doing an American accent.
It's a fake American accent.
Yeah.
It's a fake American. And it's spotty. It's like the American accent you learn from watching a bunch of old gangster movies or something. That's what it is. It's not from any kind of region. Which is an understandable mistake, I guess.
I mean, I didn't really...
He's just trying to sound American. It would have been better if he just tried to sound French.
Although it didn't occur to me that that was a French guy. I mean, it didn't occur to me
that that was foreign. I knew it was foreign just from that accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't really paying that
It was like about 3 or 4 accents just kind of mashed together, you know?
Yeah, his sidekick was Irish, though, I'm pretty sure.
It's hard to tell. It didn't matter. The whole thing didn't matter. It was an okay movie. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a pretty simple setup. Like I said, Eve is a French woman. She is presumably in this other unnamed country. Like I said, they shot it in Belgium, but I just assumed it was
everything
supposed to
be. Everything is generic. It's wherever you want it to be.
Yeah, it's just a generic place. It's forest and shit like that. So she's out of town. They kind of imply that maybe she's either having problems with work, like they keep fucking with her, or she's having problems with her boyfriend and she just doesn't want to deal with it. So she turns her damn phone off and says, you know what, I'm just going to go to some bar, like close one, I'm going to go get a drink or whatever. And so she goes there and she hooks up with this one guy. You know, they get drunk, they dance, he seems okay, he rescues her from some other fucking jackhole that's like, you know, trying to fucking harass her or whatever. But then it turns out that this guy is a serial killer. Yeah. And also he has a sidekick who, the sidekick I feel like is not really into it as much. This just seems like some younger, I got the impression too that maybe the sidekick was like, maybe was like a little mentally challenged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he was kind of childlike.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like the main serial killer just likes having a sidekick to help him out, but he likes to have somebody that he can manipulate. That's kind of the implication that I got.
In some ways, it's like an Italian flick. You just don't overthink it. You just watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's just like an old Italian giallo flick. If you try to analyze it too much, you'll go fucking crazy because it doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's just entertainment. It's just art. And, the sidekick, I didn't really understand the characters, you know. But I really wasn't expecting to, you know what I mean? I wasn't trying to make this movie make sense. I was just watching it.
Well, and as I said, even though it's very loosely based on Little Red Riding Hood, it did have a lot of fairy tale or magical realist type of aspects because they kind of give you this at the beginning. There's like a prologue a little bit with like this older lady and a boy, and they're sitting by the fire, and she's like telling him like this fairy tale.
Yeah, the whole thing is a tale.
Yeah. So, and like I said, some shit happens in it that wouldn't happen in real life. Right. Because basically what the gist of the story is that the forest protects the innocent. So at many times during the period where she's trying to get away from these two jackwagons, the animals in the forest, like, help her out. You know what I'm saying? Like, not in a really... You know, like, for one, like, a boar runs into the road and makes the car crash so she can get out of the trunk. You know, one of the dudes is trying to kill her and, like, a raven comes down and, like, starts fucking with his face and stuff so he can't get her. So it's almost kind of like the forest creatures, not in a, you know, oh, it's Snow White and there's all, like, birds around their head or anything. It but at like certain luck. Yeah, at certain points it seems like it's still realistic, though.
Right.
But that's kind of, and... I guess if they hadn't established at the beginning what the fairy tale was, that the forest protects the innocent, and so, you know, it's the animals coming to her aid when she needs it. They don't always, because she gets fucked up and stuff. But, this was, like, a pretty decent, this is a pretty decent film. It's really weird. I'm not really sure where it came from. It just kind of popped up suddenly, and I was just kind of like, it got, like, decent reviews on Shudder. I think it's got four skulls on there or something like that.
It wasn't bad.
Which, it's very simple. It's not, it's just basically a survival horror. It's a woman running through the woods trying to get away from killers.
I actually could have done without the Snow White, and,
the Red Riding Hood
fairy tale angle. I don't think it actually needed that.
It probably didn't, but I kind of liked that. I kind
of
liked that, though.
Maybe got rid of the... It had a little prologue. I think I would have gotten rid of that. Not worried so much about the Little Red or the Little Red Riding Hood motif. Yeah, she was wearing a red jacket, but that's so what? And then, the animals did shit. Shit happened. It would have been weirder not to know why certain things happened. So it would have been like a Giallo movie.
Yeah,
like, why'd that happen? Why'd that, I don't know. I think it would have been better if you asked me. I think knowing that it was kind of like a take on a fairy tale might have undermined it a little bit. I think I would have been more. It would have been more.
You'd have been more into it if you didn't know what it was.
Yeah, and if maybe they had just allowed me to guess that on my own, you know, it's kind of like it added a layer of cheese to it and undermined it. That's just what my
It gave me a little bit of a Company of Wolves vibe too. Yeah.
But
that,
you know,
that was Neil Jordan, right?
That's a director's choice, and evidently you said it got good reviews. People liked that angle. So it's going to be a matter of taste. I think I could have done without any reference to Little Red Riding Hood or any kind of legends or fairy tales and just ran the damn movie and just let you make sense out of it.
I thought it had really good tension, particularly like in the beginning where she first gets, because like I said, she gets picked up by this guy and she willingly like goes with the guy because he seems nice and like they're dancing. It's like, I'll go have some fun or whatever. And then it slowly takes a horrible, horrible turn. And it's interesting because you never really know where it's going. Like, it always seems like she gets away, but then they find her again, and, like, you know, she goes to this gas station, and you think it's going to be all right, and you're not really sure where it's going with it, but then the dudes, like, just keep stalking her and stalking her. And I like, too, that they didn't really... They showed, like, the two guys, I kind of got a vibe that they were, like, Lake and Ng, kind of, because he took a movie camera everywhere, and sometimes when he was, like, camping out in the woods, like, waiting for her, looking for her, he would, like, watch the movies. So they didn't show a lot of the stuff that he did to the women that he kidnapped. Because obviously he'd done this a bunch of times before because she gets, like, in the trunk and there's some other chick's cell phone in there and purse and stuff. But they just show, like, bits of it on his videotapes.
They tell me to put a wig on Spock.
Put a wig on Spock. Don't take away Spock's dignity like that.
Bees Nest says he sent me a flashlight. Did I get it yet? Anyway.
You'll really laugh if one actually shows up.
What else was I thinking of? It was just, I think the best part of the movie was the serial killer. That character was the best part of the movie. There were some really weird scenes between him and his little fucking sidekicks and shit about "Do you love me?" and weird shit like that. And it was just,
I liked that dude's character. He seemed like an unhinged,
just weird,
crazy person.
Weird dude. It's like he had good acting too. He was good acting.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah. I mean,
the accent was a little all over the place, but it's all right. It didn't.
And I didn't really notice it. I mean, I didn't even think because I did kind of be like, now where is this supposed to be at?
Yeah, I'm trying to put
because
it in.
She was French, but then she wasn't from around there.
Yeah.
But then, like, some people were talking and sounded like Americans, and some people talking sounded like Irish people. Yeah. And then there,
it was
just
in,
like,
a fairy tale forest.
Yeah, but like I said, because they established at the beginning, because even the credits were kind of like an animated, like a fairy, or even when, like, the old woman was telling the fairy tale, she wasn't an old woman, she was, you know, older, an older woman's telling the fairy tale, they almost had it animated kind of like in Bram Stoker's Dracula with all the silhouette type stuff, but it was animation. But yeah, it's decent. It's on Shudder. It's a Shudder original, I guess. So it's one of their new ones that they just added. Somebody asked me, I can't remember who it was, to review The Dark and the Wicked. And I just noticed today that Shudder is going to be adding that soon. Because I'm not sure when, but when I was looking on there today, because I was watching, like, another video, and they said that they'd seen The Dark and the Wicked, and they'd seen it on Shudder. And I'm like, what? Is that on Shudder? I didn't see that on there. And I check it, like, pretty much every day or every other day. But I looked on there, now the trailer is on there, and it says coming soon on it. So presumably, I don't know if it's next week or the week after. So I will, so whoever it was that requested that I do that movie, I will get around to doing that, because Shudder is going to add it. So, yay, I don't have to pay for it. you know, other than what I pay for Shudder. But yeah, so, yeah, this was decent. Like I said, if you like, I know that there's kind of a whole, I don't even know if it's big enough to be a subgenre, but there is kind of a subgenre of horror movies that are based on fairy tales. This one isn't real fairy tale-y, like I said. It's basically survival horror with, like, a little bit of magical realism, fairy tale-y type of stuff's, like, sprinkled on top.
The fairy tale, like, element was just added in the first few minutes of the damn movie. You could have edited it out.
And just the stuff with the animals.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have noticed had you edited it out. The stuff that happened with the animals, you would have come up with another explanation for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't obvious that it was fairy tale based.
Right.
If it wasn't for that intro.
Captain Blierdo says, Tom, a real man uses grits as lube for his fleshlight.
Damn! It's the texture.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of that something something. A
little bit of grit. Fuckers are sick, man. Fuckers are sick, man.
I wrote down over here from the stream on Saturday that somebody said something about grits cookies, and I was like, I wonder if there's a recipe for those.
I don't think there's such a thing. Is there?
Oh, come on, there's gotta be. I mean, you would
make
think
cookies
that,
out of persimmons and
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. You could probably make cookies out of grits.
It would just be corn cookies.
Well, that sounds good. I think
enough sugar in anything, it's good. But you know,
well, exactly. I mean, you can cookie pretty much. You can cookie lots of things.
Fuckers are crazy, man.
But I meant to look it up and I forgot. Somebody really needs to look up. There's a recipe for fucking grits cookies.
Grits are like ambrosia, man. It's like food of the fucking gods, nectar of the gods. How dare you insult them? They only come into season once every 10 years. Yeah, like a locust.
You know what? I was just going to say
like
that exact same thing.
Like a cicada. They only come out every decade.
Because that's 17 years, isn't it?
Like
in
that.
The locust life cycle, yeah. I think it's 17 years. Louis says we should watch The Silencing on Amazon Prime, which is also a good movie. I will write that down also.
I tell you something, though. When I was a kid, you guys are fucking going to think I'm crazy, but...
Not you.
When I was a kid, visiting Mississippi and stuff.
Oops, sorry.
Damn, what happened? What was that globbling?
Because I picked my thing up off the thing and it stuck.
There were more bugs in the South. Remember? There were a lot more bugs in the South. I used to see those big old black and yellow fucking locusts.
Yeah,
fucking
the
that
big
huge
old grasshopper things.
The huge grasshoppers. Lots of cicadas. Everybody had a damn bug light on their back porch and would sit there fucking zapping all day long. And fucking all the frogs would come out and eat all the damn bugs that had been zapped. And you just don't see that anymore. That was 70s. I don't know if it was insecticides or just maybe it has something to do with crop yields aren't quite the same what they were. Maybe they're not in this area anymore. Because those locusts had something to do with the farming of the time.
Yeah.
So maybe they just used to, because farming wasn't as advanced for some reason, it just bred a lot more bugs. I don't know.
I remember my grandmother just like, she would have to go out in her garden and just like pick those things off her plants because they'll eat all your damn plants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like locusts, because that's what
they Maybe it's because people had all those tomato gardens in the backyard.
Yeah.
And okra. Growing okra and tomatoes all throughout the South. People had their own backyard farms, and maybe that just bred a lot of damn bugs.
Yeah, possibly.
And it's not as good, you know, the environment isn't as lush as it used to be, because there aren't as many farms.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be that.
Because it did seem like, I mean, she had a lot of, she didn't have like a big farm or anything, but she did have some tomato plants, and then she had like a whole bunch of plants like in the front.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of different
Another kinds. Thing I remember was just loads and loads of them damn lizards. I mean, we still got a lot of lizards.
Yeah, but, there's but lizards I
remember,
everywhere.
I remember I used to walk up beside houses in Mississippi for the summer. This was back when I was 6 or 7, and the entire wall just filled with fucking lizards. I mean, like 200 of them. On a single wall,
basket. Have a little lizard party.
And then they'd fucking run off like a whole flock of birds.
Everybody go hide.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore. It's weird.
Maybe.
Well, the population wasn't as dense back then. There weren't as many people in the South. Maybe they've spread out.
Yeah, they might have spread out.
Spread out
and,
houses.
You know, it's probably like a combination of a lot of things. Maybe like more people live there, like more people have cats that eat them. Yeah. It's like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like...
So, you know what I mean? The used to be maybe all the bugs and the lizards would group up on smaller neighborhoods back then.
Yeah.
Because neighborhoods weren't this big.
That's, yeah.
So it just attracted all of them. Now they're spread out.
Yeah.
It's like these bear. People think the bear disappeared. No, they're all in this fucking neighborhoods.
Yeah, I see them cruising through people's yards every now and
then. They're still around.
Like, doop-de-doo.
Yeah.
What's up?
And this used to be on the edge of fucking... the town, you know what I mean? It used to be almost be forest. Not anymore. That's moved out another 10 miles now.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where all the bear are now. They're not as common as
they probably just keep moving away because they're like, God damn it, you just keep
they
want to
stay at the edge.
Like, we love your garbage cans and everything, but come on.
They're just staying at the edge.
But now where we are, you're not even allowed to have regular garbage cans anymore. The county gave everybody, Seminole County gave everybody bear safe.
Yeah.
Ones that have that latch and stuff like that to keep the bears from getting in there. So.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to have to shoot them, so it's like we don't want them hanging out in neighborhoods going through everybody's garbage. So, yeah, they'll fine you if you have, like, a regular one. But that's Seminole County. I don't know about it, the other counties in Florida. But just because a lot of this, I mean, this county is pretty small, and a lot of this county is still a little bit rural.
Yeah, so Badger's in there talking about grits. His fucking limey ass fucking up in England. Probably even know what a grit tastes like. Have you even had grits, dude? Go get you a bag of grits. Order you a bag of instant fucking quick grits or something. Quaker. Put some cheddar cheese in there and hard-boiled eggs and some sausage. There's some bacon.
Some bacon.
Bacon, yeah. A lot of butter, salt, and pepper. Yeah. And
yeah.
Come back and tell me. And diced up peppers. Maybe like green, red peppers or green peppers or something.
I mean, when I was growing up, I would just eat them with salt, pepper, and a big thumb of butter in there. Yeah. That's like, you can eat them like that. But they're good with a bunch of other stuff.
Good with the diced up ham.
Yeah,
diced up ham and cheese. Whole hard-boiled eggs in there.
Yeah, we've done
that before. You take your spoon and just, you're getting some egg and hard-boiled egg and then getting some grits with it. Cheesy grits.
Yeah.
Man. I got it in the cookbook.
The Quaker Instant Grits, which is the most popular brand in the U.S. at least, they even have a red-eye gravy and ham flavor that you can buy. I've never had that flavor.
And then go online and order some Tony Sachery's fucking Cajun seasoning. Put some of that in the grits with the cheese and everything else. You never take an ingredient away from grits. Just pile on top. Once you get all that done, throw some ramen in there with it.
And then a piece of chocolate cake.
That's a chocolate cake. Put a ramen in there.
I'll put
some
ramen
macaroni and cheese in it.
Yeah, why not? Some moon pies.
Give me some bad diabetes. That's where all them damn.
Well, if you're gonna get diabetes, you might as well go all in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sitting out on a porch, fat as hell, and fucking in your pajamas and shit, walking around 3 o'clock in the afternoon in your fucking jammies.
With a big thing of fucking, sweet tea.
Yeah, standing out front drinking.
Like a gallon.
Yeah, yeah.
Jug.
And then you got a gallon of sweet tea in one hand and then a fucking 2 liter of fucking Faygo in the other. RC Cola.
Yeah, it's got RC Cola.
You need flip flops and shit.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
got an engine block hanging from a tree.
Well, yeah, like you do.
Tires and shit everywhere.
Yeah, old fridges and shit.
Yeah,
in the, like, in
fridge you're going to fix one day.
Oh my god.
Those fuckers are terrible.
I know, man. It's like, I grew up in Daytona. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Gonna fix that fridge one day.
That's still good.
Had to take the door off of it.
Yeah, so kids don't go in that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just,
Just can't get it.
They have two refrigerators.
That's where I'm going to put all my
meat. It's hot, you get in the refrigerator. Because there's no air conditioner.
All right. Are we done for the day? All right. So we'll be back tomorrow talking about another movie, probably. Mm-hmm. So hope you guys have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.